So still on the spiritual nature there, Jesus and the disciples, his disciples toiled all night, caught nothing. Jesus came into the scene there, and what happened was, right, the spiritual undertone there, and they caught massive stuff. Now, because of time, let me just crunch this here. To paraphrase something that Martin Luther said, he said he believes that the number one way in which we show love to our neighbor, you know, the Bible says, love worketh no ill. And the number one way in which you show love is the quality of service and work you give to your neighbor. In other words, from the integrity of your heart. Now, before I go on, let me also say something else. Because economic power is built by agreement, and this is why in Africa many businesses don't last. This is the reason why. By the power of agreement, people pulling their resources together in order to multiply some potential that exists. When it is multiplied and wealth is generated, Oga Chairman, don't amalgamate all the wealth to yourself. Do you understand what we're saying? Whereby you buy the new car. They say you bought a 60 million naira car. They are still coming to work with Keke Mawa. They work in the rain. They cannot pay their children's school fees. They are struggling to do it. Public school, while you are flying with your children on summer holiday. That thing is what doesn't make businesses grow in Africa. You go to Microsoft, they say they have more than 3,000 millionaires in the place. In other words, as wealth is being generated, there is distribution of that wealth. Bill Gates no longer. Remember this. It is the amalgamation of people together that creates things. And when it's created, that's what corporation is. Right? People must. Because if they don't, Satan is going to come in and witchcraft will start in that place. What do I mean by witchcraft? People will develop an ill will towards you. That's what he was saying, that thorns will begin to come. And your days will not be prolonged in that land. In other words, people, because you started the business together, and at that point your car was a second-hand car there that was doing pram, pram, pram. But you were all together, they supported you. In fact, to start the car in the morning there, after work, it was the skill of somebody who had a mechanic friend that used to live around there, that he tell, I know how to start this kind of car. Push it this way. Then your car started. And there you go. I said, make sure you just keep revving until you get home. Now you did that, and you have changed it. So tinted Jeep, nobody can see you. Are you following what we're saying? And they are still working. Their heart will turn. What they were blessing with their heart, they will curse. And once that begins, that is the end of the business. I've told you what kills business in Africa. That once you begin, you say we are making clothes. You have one tailor. Stays in one small room and is there working with you, and your business begins and it starts growing. You know, a friend of mine was telling me this. He's a medical doctor in America, and he said some people work in a particular, I can't remember what it was, like Salvation, but they don't pay too much. Now, it doesn't sometimes even have to be, you give them cash. If you say you don't want to spoil that, if you give cash, it's all right. He said they don't pay too much cash. He said, but there's something they do, and no doctor that works there ever leaves. That no matter the amount of children you have, and no matter the school they enter, the organization pays. So the whole of the funding of your children's education, even if they say they are going for masters in Harvard, that organization pays. That's the way, all right, they pay back. So the people working there have a sense that these people are thinking about us. That is what love is. When people that work for you don't believe in their heart that there's any empathy, that there's any sense of love. You understand what I'm saying? You are going to have a serious problem. after some time. Then again, in this thing of love, the kind of services, because I'm going to say this, we render to people. In other words, somebody comes. Now, we share this. Business is about making a profit. Look, let me tell you this. Business is about making a profit. If you don't make a profit, there is, you are not in business. If your goal is not to make a profit, it is not a business. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says, because some of you, your conscience, we have to clear it. Because you're not sure whether you're in business or you're in charity. Charity is charity. Business is business. A work environment is a work environment. Anybody that gets into a work environment is based on whether they are skillful or qualified to be there. Are you following what I'm saying? It's not my brother's child. It's not my distant cousin. That thing will die. Listen, if your distant cousin needs help, the production center must be strictly for people who are qualified and able. You can now take out of that money and say you are doing charity and give as charity, but don't bring an unqualified person into the production center as an act of charity. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying why things fail in this part of the world. And it's the thinking, thought process there, right? And that's what spiritual warfare is all about, we'll see. So somebody comes in and says, I don't, then we don't. How much do you need? If we can afford it, we give you. But that doesn't mean you are qualified. People must understand this, that work there, right, is work. Now, someone again in terms of showing love in what you are doing. Now, God teaches you to profit. Let's say it in modern language here. God teaches you how to monetize your talent. Which means you're doing something, it tells you. I mean, Jesus told them, he said, hear what Jesus said. He said, I gave three of you talents. You came back, you said you didn't do anything, you didn't make any profit. He said, you're a wicked person. Jesus, you're wicked. He said, look, we must understand, God says, no word that I speak returns to me void. It accomplished that purpose, and he profits in the thing. He profits. He says, the word they heard did not do what? Profit them. So God teaches you, right, how to be profitable. Now, but in teaching you, it doesn't violate, this is what I want to say here, his character. Because two things are important when you mix with spiritual. Nothing can stop you. Character, competence, and once you understand and merge it, right, with knowing how to open the heavens, nothing can stop you from prospering on the earth. But what's character? David, he told us in Psalm 78 and verse 72. David, he said, God called him because of the integrity of his heart and because of the skillfulness of his hands. What do we mean by integrity of the heart? I mean, a staff of mine, her iPhone dropped, right? And this one, of course, and it broke. So she said, could I, if I go to America, could I ever go to the Apple shop? I said, I'll do that. So I took it. And I went to the big shop in New York. So I got there. And I gave it to the gentleman, the engineer. And he looked at it. He said, well, he said, we'll replace the cover. I said, I think that's what happened. He now said to me that, well, he looked at our insurance and he said, well, she doesn't have this one. So you'll have to pay $149 to change the face of it. I said, no problem. He said, but the phone is not coming on. I said, yeah. She said, it's okay, let me put it. He tried. He said, this phone is not coming on. I said, okay, let me see what's wrong. Very impressive stuff they were doing there. Finally, inside the Apple shop, they said, there is no way, there is under no circumstance can this phone ever come on again. In other words, he said, when it dropped, it's not just the face, many things broke inside. So he looked at me and said to me, all right, so you're going to need a new phone. So I just raised the amount. So just he said, with the same $149, you get a brand new iPhone, I think it was an iPhone 7 for her. Now, that's what? Integrity. It's not that let's assume you bake and you know all the ingredients you put that somebody tasted and has been ordering your cakes. Now, it's not the fault of yours. The ingredient finished and they are still trying to bring the next consignment in. No fault of yours. And they've ordered the cakes. Now, you know that you can bake this thing and it will just taste slightly different. But you understand how you've calculated and you know that, well, this will give me more profit because I don't put this. Your staff tells you that, excuse me, sir, Oma, this ingredient is not there. You say, leave it. You say, but when they taste it, we'll tell them, leave it, leave it. We'll say it's the Hamatan that is affecting. But let's look at integrity of character. You call the person up and say, look, I'm sorry. We do not have it. It's nowhere in Nigeria. We've searched for it. Nowhere. Now, you have three options. We can either refund everything that you have back to you, or we have some three other ways in which you can bake this thing. It will only taste slightly different. We will send the samples to you so you can taste. And then we'll take a 25% cut on what we have charged you, even though we're not going to make any money on this. What you are doing is sowing a seed of integrity. Are you telling me that there's a big job somewhere one day to do something and they say, we are looking for somebody who is a caterer that has integrity? That's the name you call. Right? You can't do shoddy work. Where your love means you put yourself in the shoes of that person and you ask yourself that, if I were in this person's shoes, all right, what will happen? Will I want to be treated in this particular way? So God has called us to restore order, to give, to serve one another with integrity, honesty, meeting each other's needs, and also creating something of value from raw materials that he has given to us on the earth. And from that, generate real profit, all right, through which he now instructs us, and it's your business there with you and God how you deal with the profit. But that's how you begin to generate, and God will work with you where there's integrity and competence. Now, what do we mean by competence? And let me just close with this. I'll pick up on this. Competence there is your skill. Now, let me just say something. Because of time, we know this. When they were going to fight the Amalekites, Moses called Joshua. He gave him first instruction, choose men. In other words, make sure it's people that are together. Choose men and go and fight with the Amalekites. And then he said, I will stand behind and I will raise the rod over everything you are doing. Raising of the rod on the hill was the spiritual thing. Engaging with the Amalekites was physical. But what really was going on? So, raising of the rod there was spiritual battle. Now, let me read something Peter Wagner said. He did some research and came out with this. He said, in all of human history, not another non-military, non-political, voluntary human movement has grown dramatically as the Pentecostal charismatic movement in the last 40 years. He said, we checked history, there is no movement. That was a non-military movement. In other words, where they were coercing people with force, all right? Where people volunteered. He said, nothing has experienced in the human history the growth rate of the Pentecostal movement in the last 40 years. The most fundamental lesson, he said, I see, is that they have a more advanced understanding that the real battle is spiritual. That the effectiveness of their efforts on the ground depends a great degree on the outcome of the spiritual battles they fight in heavenly places. In other words, they understand that. So when Moses put up the rod, it was a type of a battle in spiritual heavenly places. And you are engaging right there. Now, but what does it mean by battle in heavenly places and engagement? And this is what I see what's happening. Spiritual warfare is really, all right, about something. You know, when the angel finally came to Daniel, the angel said to Daniel, after you prayed, God heard, he said, and I was held up 21 days. That was where the warfare was. He said, I'm now come to give you skill and understanding. Skill is detailed information as to how to do things. In other words, you know it in detail. You have that information. We've given an example, told a story before about a man who had an engine, I think it was Henry Ford. And he said he tried to get engineers, took money, all of that. Finally, he got this man, they told him about him. He came there, started the engine. The man started the engine there, went, looked around, came back, and just took, all right, his spanner, went to the back and tightened one bolt properly. And then he said, all right, start it now. Everything worked fine. And he said, so how much are you charging? He said, $10,000. The man said, $10,000 for just turn the bone here. You know, that is why sometimes mechanics misbehave with you, because if they do your car quickly, you will tell them it's 500 naira work. So they bring the engine down so that you will not say, because you don't honor skill. Are you following what I'm saying here? You don't honor skill. So they have to bring the engine down and start doing all kinds of things and spoil it more because they want to collect money. So he ignored that in the bolt there, and he said, 10,000 tighten the bolt. He said, all right, $9,900 there, dollars, right? He said, he wrote there, $1 for just tightening the bolt, but 9,900 and I to know where to tighten. In other words, you've been calling people all these days, they missed it. So skill is having detailed information. In fact, when Paul said, I'm praying that God will fill you with the knowledge of his will, it means in detail. You have detailed information on how to do things. When he says God gives you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge, that what spirit of wisdom and revelation means, it means revealed wisdom in detailed information there, which means you know the details of how to carry the thing out. So you have that. So he said, the angel came and said, I've come to give you the details on how to get things done. So let me tell you this, when Moses lifted up the rod, spiritual warfare, you open the heavens, what does that mean? It means that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. It says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and bringing every thought. So what happens is that when you begin to win in warfare, the thoughts of God concerning that thing start streaming into your mind. So here's what I believe. As Moses lifted the rod over the battle, Joshua was getting ideas on how to fight. Do this, do that, do this, do this, do this. As the thing came down, those ideas stopped. As they opened it, the ideas started coming. So in business, God wants to start flooding us with detailed information as to things. In other words, when Satan strangles it and says, I've held it tight here, what he's saying is that as far as we can see, no man can do any other thing again. But the Bible says that had he known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. What no man's eye has seen. God opens the heavens and you begin to have thoughts. Another way of doing things that nobody else knows how to do. Are you? You understand? So God begins to give us thoughts. And once you begin, and I've discovered how to get these ideas and thoughts. I don't share this. I've discovered. It's a combination of the spiritual and the natural. Very easy, very plain. Combination of both of them. Problem with Christians is that they sit down only with spiritual. The only books they read are books that are spiritual. Yet, they are going into endeavor, economic activity, where they are natural. They don't think they need that. They believe that the Holy Ghost will just inspire them. They approach a bank for money and ask them, have you ever read anything? Why banks don't give people money and how they give people money. I've never read. What will happen? The favor of God is upon them. This is why they fail. If they will simply learn and understand certain things and know where to get it, what happens is because the heavens are opened and the thoughts of God are in them, when they start making contact with natural thoughts, what happens on the inside of them is completely different what happened. That's what David was saying. He said, I have more understanding than my teachers. I expose myself to their information. He said, but I have more understanding because the statutes of God are integrated into that information that changes it into something else. So you have skill. God gives you understanding. I mean, what happened to Isaac when he sold in that land and brought forth hundredfold? It wasn't magic. What happened was that he understood. They said there's no water. As far as they were concerned, water only comes when rain falls. Isaac developed an irrigation system and got water to the place. That is, God wants to start opening up and showing us powerful things. As we get ourselves involved, show us powerful things. Right? I was studying, I exposed myself to that kind of thing. Obama Foundation, they were talking, I exposed myself to that because those are some of the finest thinkers in the world. So as I was listening there, somebody came and said, the research we've done, I said it on Wednesday, research we've done is that what's driving social media now, and they're saying they had to put certain things in check to stop it, is anger. That in the past, what was driving it was you put your children there, you put puppies there, but you say, but what's driving it now is anger, which means the sites that are getting the most traffic is anger, where they are manifesting anger. You check it. Anybody that is angry now, people start listening. Just show anger. Look for something. I'm angry. People start listening. I understand from what they've done in research on social media why it's growing. All right? So when people say that, there are demons disturbing my business, Oga, is the thinking. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Yes, you can say it's demonic, but it's the way you are thinking about it. Dr. Crefodola told me, he said, when they told him he had terminal, he said the minute he started declaring, the first thing that hit him straight was change your diet. In other words, once you start, heaven begins to release instructions to you. A friend of mine told me, he said, listen, he was hard through some health challenges. He had been taking medication for years. He said, then he just went on a fast. By the time he finished the fast, he realized, and this is a consultant. This is not, he's a consultant, all right, standing consultant for about 12 years. A qualified in New York. Something he felt was in the family. And when he went on the fast, came out, he realized that he was reacting differently to the drugs. So he went to check. They said, your whole body has stabilized. Upon proper investigation, it was salt that he was eating that was causing all the problem for years. And what they said, family problem, that you can say is a demon following you in the family, was salt. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the heavens are open, complicated things are solved with simple ideas. That's where we've got to get to. And when you're implementing and getting those ideas, let there be character and integrity in your dealings. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word. Pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. Let this truth be integrated into their lives. And let the Holy Spirit expand the thoughts within their hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening.